This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Lake Powell will likely drop to a dangerously low level in the next couple of weeks. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis has more.
The reservoir on the Arizona-Utah border is the second largest in the United States. It's filled with Colorado River water, which tens of millions of people rely on. Projections from the federal government show water levels there could drop below 3,525 feet in the next week or so. Anything below that level is cause for worry because it threatens the reservoir's ability to create hydropower. Federal projections suggest the dip could be temporary. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Coors Light beer cans will no longer be held together by plastic rings. The packaging material can pose dangers to wildlife after being discarded. Parent company Molson Coors says it will switch to carriers made of sustainably sourced cardboard. All of the company's North American brands will make the change by 2025, making it the continent's largest brewer to go plastic-free. On Tuesday, Colorado launched the first statewide prison radio station in the U.S. Dante Larks is incarcerated in Lyman Correctional Facility in eastern Colorado. He described the feeling of hearing the station come to life.
This is amazing. I spent the last, almost year with these guys in that studio hearing it come from an idea that they started spitting back and forth to recording, to editing, and now I'm hearing it live with a group of reporters and the big leagues. So this is really amazing.
Inside Wire, Colorado Prison Radio, will broadcast to 14,000 incarcerated listeners across the state, as well as online. Inmates at the Lyman Prison will create content with people inside Sterling Correctional Facility and Denver Women's Correctional Facility. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 11:06 and another sunny day in Colorado. Thank you for hanging out.